This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 2012, a program manager at Microsoft named Karen Chang decided to learn how to dance. So she started practicing and filmed her progress every day for 1 year. From those first clumsy frames to her last really impressive display on day 365, Karen collected the footage in a time-lapse video that beautifully illustrates what a difference a year can make. That video has now been viewed more than 3 million times, has landed Karen on a number of primetime TV shows, and become the inspiration for her new project called Give It 100. Karen Chang, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Virginia.
So you say the process of filming yourself dancing every day helped you stick with it and to see your own progress. Why do you think it made such a difference?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. The first one is when you watch yourself back, you see things that you can't necessarily catch in the mirror. And that goes for a lot of things, not just dance, sports, for example, musical instruments. But then the other thing is that you are able to see yourself progress in a way that you wouldn't otherwise. And I think, you know, it's kind of like a child when you're growing. You don't really know that you're growing until, like, your aunt sees you every, like, year or so and says, oh my gosh, you've gotten so big. And it's really the same thing when you're learning. You never notice when you're getting better. But then when you watch your videos from a month or 3 months or a year ago, then that's when you realize, wow, I have really improved.
So that became the seed for Give It 100. How can people participate in that?
So you go to giveit100.com and you choose something that you want to get better at and you agree to practice it for 100 days. And then you just share a video of you practicing it for 10 seconds every day. And you'll post that video and you'll see other people doing the same thing and you give each other encouragement and it helps you keep going.
And the website does advise new people signing up for Give It 100 not to aim to make the perfect video. Why not?
Well, you could make the perfect video but on day one, but then how much progress would you see on day 100? And so if you show your mistakes, you'll be able to look back on what was the true you. You know, on the internet, on YouTube and on Facebook, there is so much pressure for everyone to kind of bring their best selves mm-hmm. and to kind of show like a perfectly glossy version of your life and put an Instagram filter on like whatever, you know, scenic view you see today. And Give It 100 is really the place for you to share the raw underbelly and your mistakes. And when you're juggling, it failing. And when you're trying to do a handstand, you falling. And we really encourage that because, you know, perfect is boring. I think mistakes are a lot more interesting.
Looking through all of the projects on Give It 100, some that may sound mundane are surprisingly inspirational. I'm thinking of this guy, Jason. He recorded himself trying to touch his toes every day until finally doing it.
Yes.
How does sharing in other people's success help motivate us, do you think, Karen?
Well, I think it's wonderful that, so Jason, he's trying to touch his toes, and you see him getting closer, inching closer and closer and closer every day. And for a lot of people, this is a silly challenge. But for many people, they see the video, which now I posted it yesterday, now has 20,000 views, is, oh, this is like such a simple little thing that I could never do, that I just assumed I couldn't do. But then here's this, like, the most inflexible guy I've ever seen, you know, working at it day after day. And sure enough, on day 40, he can do it. And I think it's just so compelling to see people when they can't do it yet, working hard at it, struggling at it, and eventually getting it. And I think it's just a reminder that like everything that we see, every talented person that we see at some point started a beginner.
Well, there were some projects that really surprised me as well, like trying to find a man. Not hitting the snooze button was another one. Or training my cat to use a human toilet.
Yeah, really excited about the training cat to use a human toilet. And I can't wait to see that cat like using a human toilet on day, you know, 50 or whatever.
Any other great surprises for you seeing the creative ways people are using the Give It 100 platform?
I think the biggest surprise has been the community that's developed because, you know, when we had the idea for Give It 100, it was literally me looking at my dance practice footage thinking, oh, you know, it would be a more easy way to look at all those footage if it was organized like this. And so I wasn't thinking at all about the, I guess, the community aspect of it. But what we see happening is, you know, you log on every day and you share a video of you trying your best and probably making a bunch of mistakes along the way. And you see other people every single day struggling and working towards something. And there's really a sense of, there's a bond that forms when everyone is pretty much working towards the same thing, which is bettering themselves. And I think the surprising thing for me is just sometimes the overwhelming, like, positive emotion that I feel from going on the website, and I just feel so uplifted. And, you know, I wasn't expecting that, but I guess it makes sense now thinking about it.
Karen Chang, I want to thank you for inspiring us and for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Karen Chang, founder of Give It 100. You can find them at giveit100.com. It's a startup aimed at helping people try things by recording and sharing their progress for others. And there is more about Give It 100 and Karen Chang at wordofmouthradio.org.